the high and far off times.
In the high and far off times,
we elephants had no trunks.
The elephants had no trunks.
We only had noses, mere smear noses, with which to sniff, to tell us if we'd wandered in the roses. We couldn't pick up things with them or waltz around in rings with them.
In the high and far off times, the elephants had no trunks.
Though now our trunks must grow with us, it wasn't always so with us.
The story begins. In the high and far off times. In the high and far off times.
Yes, long ago the elephants lived quite happily in the jungle with just ordinary noses. But there was one elephant. A new elephant. An elephant's child. Who was full of the most insatiable curiosity. And that means he asked ever so many questions.
Hippopotamus?
Yes, little elephant's child.
Excuse me, but I know a hippo must be hippopotamy. But what makes your body so awfully bottomy?
His aunt, the hippopotamus, spanked him with her hard, hard hoof.
But he was still full of the most insatiable curiosity.
Uncle Giraffe?
Yes, little elephant's child?
Excuse me, but I know a giraffe must be giraffable, but what makes your long neck so awfully laughable?
His tall uncle, the giraffe, spanked him over his high, high knee.
But he was still full of the most insatiable curiosity.
And at last, he asked a question no one in the jungle had ever dared ask before.
I know that the crocodile, smiley and scaly, half of him's toothy and half of him's taily. He doesn't eat breakfast and doesn't grow thinner, so what does the crocodile have for his dinner?
Hush! Hush!
Everybody said hush in a loud and dreadful tone, and they spanked him immediately and directly for a very long time. But even that didn't satisfy the insatiable elephant's child. So he went through the jungle to where the Colo Colo bird was waiting in a wait-a-bit thorn bush.
Have you ever heard of the Colo Colo bird? No? Well then, permit us to introduce you.
If you cannot get the answer to a question, and there's no one near at hand who seems to know,
but you still must find the answer to your question,
there is always someone left to whom to go.
If you've asked it of your uncle or your cousin or your aunt, and they all refuse to answer or they won't because they can't,
though it may be very silly and peculiar and absurd,
you can always get the answer from the Colo Colo bird.
What is it, little elephant's child?
Excuse me, but what does the crocodile have for his dinner?
Go to the banks of the great, gray, green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees, and you'll find out.
Thank you, Mr. Colo Colo Bird.
And immediately the little elephant's child set out. East and north he marched, from Grahamstown to Kimberley.
From Grahamstown to Kimberley. What is the road to Kimberley? How many hours and how many days? How many witches and how many ways?
How did he get to Kimberley?
question, he wanted an answer. He marched through Capricorn and Cancer.
That's how he got to Kimberley.
And east and south he went, eating melons all the way and dropping the rinds about him, because he had nothing with which to pick them up. And at last, he came to the banks of the great, gray, green, greasy Limpopo River. The first one he saw there was a bicolored python rock snake curled around a rock.
Did you ever shake hands with a snake? No? Well then, permit us to introduce you. This is the way of the python rock snake. He curls around a rock unless he's a rock snake. A silly stuffed stocking or grandfather's sock snake. He never uncurls unless to thank someone very politely. Or else to spank someone.
The bicolored python rock snake uncurled himself very quickly from the rock and spanked the elephant's child with his flailsome tail. So the elephant's child went on till he stepped on what he thought was a log of wood at the very edge of the river. But this really was the crocodile. And the crocodile winked an eye like this. And the elephant's child asked,
"Excuse me, but do you happen to have seen a crocodile in these promiscuous parts?"
The crocodile winked the other eye like this.
"Come hither, little one. Why do you ask such things?"
"It's because of my insatiable curiosity."
"Come closer, little one, for I am that crocodile."
"Then, will you please tell me, what do you eat for dinner?"
"Come closer, closer, little one, and I'll whisper."
Then the elephant's child put his head down close to the crocodile's musky, tusky mouth, and the crocodile caught him by his little nose, which up to that very day, week, year, had been no bigger than a boot, though much more useful.
I think today I shall begin my dinner with little elephant's child.
Help! Help!
And do you know the guile of the crocodile? No?
Well then, while the crocodile holds fast and pulls at the nose of the little elephant's child,
permit us to tell you about it.
He lives in style, does the crocodile,
on the banks of the Limpopo River.
Miss the fever trees
on the banks of the Limpopo River.
Though he winks and he blinks, as sweet as may be
when he greets you,
it's just 'cause he thinks what a treat it will be
when he eats you.
With a smile, does the crocodile
up the banks of the Limpopo River.
And he suffers, it's true, in the damp and the dew
on the banks of the Limpopo River.
And though often he weeps with crocodile tears
when he meets you,
they say that he sleeps and his smile reappears
when he eats you.
smile does the crocodile
off the banks of the Limpopo River.
And he suffers, it's true, in the damp and the dew
on the banks of the Limpopo River.
Meanwhile, the elephant's child was very much annoyed because the crocodile was pulling him very hard into the river so he could have him for dinner. And he said again, speaking through his nose,
"Let go, you're hurting me."
The elephant's child spread all his four legs and he pulled and pulled and pulled back, and his nose kept scratching. Then the elephant's child felt his feet slipping, and he said through his nose, which was now pulled out nearly 5 feet long,
"Help! Help! This is too much for me!"
And then the bicolored python rock snake remembered that he still had to thank the little elephant's child. So he came down the bank and knotted himself round the elephant's legs. And he pulled, and the elephant's child pulled, and at last, the crocodile let go, and the elephant's child sat down most hard and sudden. Then the elephant's child said thank you to the bicolored python rock snake, and next he was kind to his poor pulled nose, and he hung it in the river to shrink. There he waited a long time.
"Why are you still waiting here, little elephant's child?"
"I am waiting for my nose to shrink, Python Rock Snake."
"Why do you want it to shrink?"
And still the elephant's child sat with his trunk in the river. But at the end of the third day, a fly came and stung him on the shoulder. And before he knew what he was doing, he lifted up his trunk and swatted that fly with the end of it.
"Vantage number one. Do you suppose you could have done that with a mere smear nose?"
Then the elephant's child was hungry. He put out his trunk and pulled up a large bundle of grass and stuffed it into his mouth.
"Vantage number two. Do you suppose you could have done that with a mere smear nose?"
Then it was hot, and the elephant's child slooped up a sloop of mud from the banks of the river and slapped it on his head, where it made a cool, sloopy, sloshy mud cap behind his ears.
"Vantage number three. Do you suppose you could have done that with a mere smear nose? And there's something else, little elephant's child."
"Excuse me, but what is it?"
"You can whisk your ears or tickle your toes or catch whatever anyone throws or tie it in knots and beautiful bows. And what's more, you'll find it very useful for spankings."
"For spankings? Oh, thank you again, bicolored python rock snake. I'll try to remember that."
Then the little elephant's child went back home across Africa, frisking and whisking his trunk and picking up all the melon rinds he had dropped on his way to the Limpopo, for he was a very tidy pachyderm.
From Kama back to Kimberley, all the way back to Kimberley, how many nights and how many hours, how many sweets and how many sours,
all the way back to Kimberley.
He picked up the rinds and put them in boxes and marched right back through the equinoxes.
That's how he got to Kimberley.
And west he went and south he went, and when he felt lonely marching through Africa, he sang to himself through his trunk, and the music was louder than several brass bands.
From Kimberley to Grahamstown, all the way back to Grahamstown, how many ways and how many witches, how many heights and how many hitches, all the way back to Grahamstown.
He tootled a flute,
he played a horn, he marched through Cancer and Capricorn, all the way back to Grahamstown, all the way back to Grahamstown.
And so he went on. And early one morning, just at breakfast time, he came home to his dear families. He curled up his trunk to hide it, and he said,
"Hello."
And they said, "Oh, so you've come home, have you? Now come here and be spanked for your insatiable curiosity."
And what do you think the little elephant's child said to that?
"Excuse me, but I don't think you people know anything at all about spankings. But I do, and I'll show you."
And then just as soon as his breakfast was done,
he called his dear brothers and spanked everyone.
To build up his appetite just before noon,
he climbed up a tree, he spanked a baboon.
He walloped the hippo as hard as could be. Before that was over, they called him to tea.
Families came in to dine. The hours in the jungle are 7 to 9.
He spanked everybody all over again. And so they had dinner from 7 to 10.
And it might have gone on all night to 11 or 12 or 1 or 2 again. But everybody shouted,
"Stop! Stop! Stop spanking us! Where have you learned these tricks? And what have you done to your nose?"
"Go to the banks of the great, gray, green, greasy Limpopo River, all set about with fever trees, and you'll find out."
And so all the other elephants and all their children went off to the Limpopo River to have their noses pulled by the crocodile. And ever since that day,
we've learned to pick up things with them and waltz around in rings with them. Since those high and far off times, since those high and far off times, since those high and far off times.
All elephants have trunks, precisely like the trunk of that insatiable elephant's child.
Since those high